hello there, my friend Jonathan Doyle with you. I'm really stoked you're here. I'm glad you're listening in today. Whatever you're facing in your life, whatever's going well, whatever's not going well, I hope I can offer you something useful today. Friends, if you heard yesterday's episode, of course that I had a major accident a week ago, broke 12 ribs, fractured my collarbone and broke my shoulder and got a bunch of metal plates and screws. And so yesterday I brought you up to speed on that, so I'm not going to go into that too much anymore. But I'm going to touch on it today because today we're going to talk about gratitude. And I said in the email that went out with this episode, gratitude is one of those things that has launched a thousand Instagram pages, and it's on way too many coffee mugs, right? Like, gratitude has become platitudinal. It's become, we all know we're supposed to be grateful, and if we practice more gratitude, that life will just be unicorns and rainbows. And I've probably had a slightly cynical attitude to the gratitude piece. We are all different in personality. Some people are really childlike in their interface with reality. They're just optimistic and hopeful, and some of us less. So some of us come to gratitude with a little more difficulty. But I wanted to talk to you about it today because it was a profound experience for me in the hospital last week. So I had the accident at about 6:15 in the morning, and they operated at about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And then I was up on the ward and I was in there for days, and everything that goes with being poked and prodded and having needles stuck in you every few minutes and everything that goes with that. Oh, when you hear these big breaths, that's because my ribs are broken. So I have to take these big breaths. And I had this extraordinary experience over those few days in the hospital around gratitude. And it really had a lot of layers for me. The first thing is that I'm a little cynical when it comes to the role and the scope of government, but I was genuinely grateful that if you maim yourself on the road, the one thing the health system tends to do pretty well is deal with trauma-related injury. So if you get flattened by your own bike or whatever else, then the system works really well. And I was amazed. I got to the emergency department. There was basically no one there. I was grateful for that. And then I'm in this room, and within probably 30 minutes or less, I'd had x-rays and just really, you know, good nurses. There were these two guys that were there, and they were a lot of fun, and just people really nice. And I just deployed, not really that consciously, it's an attitude of appreciation. I just had great appreciation for what everybody was doing. And I made, you know, and Karen would say that it was the opium, but I just had this appreciation for what everybody was doing. And I had appreciation for the fact that if this had happened 100 years ago, it would have been a terribly different story. And here I am having x-rays and then dye contrasting CT scans to see if any of the rib fractures had affected internal organs, and in an MRI machine. And then they give me a PCA. They plug this thing into my hand where I can dose myself with fentanyl every 5 minutes. They said, press it as much as you need. And I said, my friend, I don't think you needed to tell me that. And it's cool because they're not meant to do this, but they said, you know, make sure no one else presses the button. But sometimes I was in too much pain to reach out for it. So friends would visit and I'd say, hey, can you just hit that red button for me? And so my friends were able to give me fentanyl. And I was grateful for that incredible medication. Also very aware of the tragic consequences it's having in other contexts. And then I got into the up on the ward, and I just had this real great gratitude for the nursing staff, and I was just really appreciative and very positive. And I really was struck by how having that attitude tended to just return the same attitude. It really struck me. I was not running an experiment up there. I was not trying to do this. I was just genuinely operating in gratitude and operating in appreciation, and it just seemed to just come back at me over and over again. People were really nice and very friendly, and the staff just were really willing and open to consistently helping me. And then I was walking around the wards, and some of this story, but if you go to my Strava account, you'll actually see me logging laps on Ward 5A in the hospital here in Canberra. I'm pulling up my Strava profile here. I think in case you're on Strava, come and say hi. I guess it should just be, I'm down as Jonathan Doyle in Texas, Australia. Figure that out. But you can actually see my laps. And so I was doing these laps, but I had one of those things. I had a catheter, cannula stuck in my arm with the PCA device. And so I'm walking around doing these laps. And I just kept smiling at people and I just kept being very warm and felt really grateful to be able to walk. And there was a man in the bed next to me who's in his 70s and had a bad accident, and he's dealing with some terrible injuries and really can't get up and has been in that bed for 5 weeks, I think, when I was there. So I felt this gratitude for just the ability to be able to walk around the ward. And then small things, like I have a really good coffee machine in my downstairs office. I come down every day at 4 a.m. and have a coffee, and you go without that and you're in hospital for a few days and you're like, you notice it. And my best friend, Adam, came into the hospital and texted me the night before and he goes, man, can I come bring you a coffee? And, you know, it was just literally the nectar of the gods. It was like unicorn tears collected on the slopes of Mount Olympus at midnight on the summer solstice. It was just incredible to enjoy a really good coffee. And this gratitude kept welling up in me. And so when I left the hospital, it was just even the experience of walking outside and feeling the sun on my face. And I really had this awareness that there are so many things that we're doing in our life every day that we just genuinely take for granted. And I get it. I totally understand why we would. It makes a heap of sense. Like you can't spend your entire life being grateful for walking until you can't walk. But imagine if we had a disposition of gratitude just more regularly for the things that we do take for granted, the people. I said yesterday, I just had this incredible gratitude for just the kindness of people and old friends reaching out from all over the world. And one of my friends, Matt, his wife, Mel, if you're listening, guys, thank you so much. Mel just turned up and brought this phenomenal lasagna after I got home from hospital. There's this massive tray of lasagna that she brought. I think it lasted about 5 seconds before my entire family destroyed it. But it's just that, just the small action. I actually pictured her in her kitchen where I've been many times, and just the effort that she would have put in and that she went to that trouble for us and then drove it all the way from, they live out on a farm, and drove that in for us. And these things just really started to impact upon me. So really the purpose of today's message is to simply do a little bit of what I did yesterday, which is to say that we shouldn't really have to wait for these moments of trauma and injury and setback and loss to try and operate in an experience of gratitude. So yesterday I was dealing with a lot of pain from the injuries, and I worked a fair bit and stayed in the house. And just today I went out, we live on the back of a little mountain range, and just walking outside in the air and the sun and just kangaroos running around everywhere. And it's just beautiful. And just taking a moment to go, gosh, the feeling of that air on your face. I think we often think that to be happy, we need this whole bucket list of things to fall into place. I've spoken about this before, that we often feel that if we just have all of these particular things lined up, if we get this house or we marry this person or we get this job or we deal with this problem, then we'll be happy. But it took me having another bad crash to realize that walking is a pretty cool thing and coffee is a pretty cool thing. And I am going to try, and I'm sure I will need to remind myself of this very regularly, but I'm going to try and hold on to some of this and just keep this disposition going forward, keeping this disposition of gratitude for all of the incredible things that are happening for us every single day. You know, just even the gift of waking up, it's a crazy thing to say, but there's nothing we can do when we fall asleep at night to guarantee that we're going to wake up the next day. Nothing. Every single day is literally a gift. Remember many years ago, I had this priest friend, Father Abud. He was a fantastic guy. He'd been a medical doctor and became a Catholic priest late in his life, but he was just on a spiritual retreat and just died in his sleep. Just literally died in his sleep. He was still very young. Even the gift of waking up today, the fact that you're even listening to me is something to be grateful for in itself, the gift of life itself. I'm going to try and hold on to it. I'm going to try and remind myself and just hold on to this and operate in this a little bit more every single day, because I think we're living in a culture at the moment that convinces us that to be happy, to experience joy, we need a whole bunch of criteria. We need a whole bunch of material criteria to be fulfilled. I'm not quite sure that's the case. I'm not quite sure at all. All right, my friends, God bless you. Please make sure you've subscribed. If you like the content, please hit the subscribe button. You can find me on YouTube at J Doyle Speaks or Jonathan Doyle Speaks, and Instagram, J Doyle Speaks, one word, J Doyle Speaks. And everything else is on the website, jonathandoyle.co.co. If you want to find out more about me, booking me to speak, all the different things that I do are on the website at jonathandoyle.co. God bless you, my friend. This has been The Daily Podcast, and you and I are going to talk again tomorrow.